Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad our good buddy Jim Ballard is here, too, ladies and gentlemen. Jim is, golly, he's been a longtime Brain Trust member now, coming up on 20 years pretty soon. He's a consulting partner with the Ken Blanchard Companies. He's the author of so many books, I had to use a wheelbarrow to bring them to the studio. Mind Like Water, still one of my favorites. Little Wave and Old Swale, still one of my favorites. What's the Rush? That's the first one we helped Jim launch way back in the day. And so many others. The man's got a mind like nobody I know, and he always makes us he always makes us smarter and more balanced when he joins us. He's our good friend. Jim Ballard, welcome back to the show.
Thanks so much, Jim. Always a pleasure.
It's great to have you back, and as always... So, you want to talk about a couple of things that sometimes people think don't go together, right?
Yeah, that's true. It's you talk about me sometimes as being the balance guy.
You are.
This is a balance that we have to accommodate in life and work, and some of us are better than others about it, and it's the balance between making things happen and letting things happen, or control and surrender.
Say that again. I want you to say that again. Folks, this is going to be on the test.
It's the balance between making things happen and letting things happen. You know, initiating and allowing, control and surrender. We think of those who can overpower and make things happen as strong and accomplished.
Yep.
And of those who let things happen as being weak or inefficient. But today, I want to speak for the balance, because those who can find it are the ones who succeed all around. They not only achieve their goals, but they're calmer and happier. And I learned a simple rule, Jim, years ago from listening to a world-class whitewater kayaking guy.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a sport that's analogous to operating in the turbulence that we have today.
That's right.
In a lake, you paddle to make the boat go, but in a river, the water's already going, and the only reason to ever paddle in whitewater is to keep the boat headed downriver. You don't want to get going sideways or you're going to dump. So paddling, in other words, is to make directional adjustments. You know, avoid rocks and holes
right.
and stuff. So the river is a series of troughs and crests. In a trough, the boat ends are in the water, so you can't change its direction no matter how hard you paddle. And beginners don't know this, and they exhaust themselves soon trying to paddle in the troughs.
Mm-hmm.
Crest, you can change the boat's direction with even a little dip of the paddle. So what's the rule? Dip only on the crest.
Mm-hmm.
So I want to try to apply that to life and work,
mm-hmm.
that dip on the crest. But I think a lot of people today, maybe some of our listeners, are trying to paddle in the troughs, and it's pretty tiring.
You know, you remind me of the law of holes. You know the law of, you know the what the law of holes means?
Go ahead.
The law of holes, it says, if you find yourself in a hole, stop digging.
Oh yeah, that's a good law. And you know, related to this is the Serenity Prayer too.
Mm-hmm.
You know, accept the things I can't change.
Right.
A serenity to accept, courage to change what I can, and wisdom to know the difference. And every day we encounter things we can change and things we can't. But often we don't practice that wisdom part. So otherwise, we'd be what? Serene and courageous all the time.
That's exactly right. And exactly. And with a with lots of bumps on the head. You know, Jim, I love hearing you say these things because it really reminds me of myself. Perhaps you can imagine a time when I was a control freak. Perhaps you can imagine how that would have looked. Well, and for a long, long time, I believed that if I could make it happen, it was the right thing to do. And I had a particular ability to make things happen. I had an aggressiveness, a tenacity, a level of energy, and maybe some smarts to make things happen. And then I found out some things are not meant to be. That I actually had the ability to make things happen that were not meant to be. That was a big lesson for me. It cost me a lot to learn that lesson. But when I learned that lesson, that's when I realized that I needed to do what you're talking about here. I needed to know when it was time to make things happen and when it was time to let things happen.
Yeah. You know, I've got an exercise that I want to try with your listeners and with you and myself this morning, Jim.
All right.
We'll probably come up on the break with it and have to continue after that. But if I can introduce it before the break.
Introduce it, and we'll do the exercise after the break. Go ahead.
We used to do this in trainings that I ran with Blanchard and other people. So it's a training exercise. First of all, you identify a challenge in your life. Everybody can do that now. So mentally identify a challenge.
Right.
You used to have them write it down.
Right.
Then you close your eyes. Well, if you're driving your car, you can't do this. But you can do it with your eyes open. It's like a meditation. It's the practice of two kinds of breathing. For one, you think of yourself as the breather. Mm-hmm. And right now, breathe consciously. You know, breathe in and out, breathe deeply,
right.
Breathe shallowly, breathe fast, breathe slow. So get in touch with your control of your breathing, which usually, as you know, goes on beneath your consciousness.
Right.
But you can control it. So that's control breathing. The other part is just to watch your breathing and sort of be breathed. Surrender to the breathing as if the breathing knows what to do.
Mm-hmm.
So what I want you to do is go back and forth between control and surrender for a while so you can find out what each one feels like. That's what we used to do in the training room.
Interesting. Hold on to that thought, Jim. We're gonna get into this a little bit more. I'm gonna have to think about this while we're on the break, and I'll practice this myself. You do that too, folks, and we'll be right back after these messages. Jim Ballard is our guest. He's our good friend. We can't do without him. 20 after. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.